It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So I'm back in the studio, which is one little victory. But my other little victory is that I can't find the power cord for my computer.
Okay.
I know it got back from Florida. There's no way I left it in Florida.
There's no way.
There's no way.
No way.
No, there's a way. There's a way, but there's hopefully no way. The little victory is I can use yours if I really need one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's another power cord close if I need one.
If you need it now, you can take it now, too.
I'm like, I have no idea what I did with it. I know I packed it. It's around here somewhere, everybody.
Oh, no.
We'll find it.
Mysteries for the morning, baby.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's guaranteed. I mean, and I don't know about beautiful, but the temperature says it's going to be nice.
It's supposed to be like 70-something.
70-something, but possibly raining something, and possibly winds and something, and possibly hail and something. And I'm just saying,
that's not a little victory, so why are you just say the first part, not the second part,
Well,
dude.
The little victory is that even though it's supposed to not be the bestest day.
Oh, God, you suck at this.
Temperature-wise, what? Oh, well, okay, excuse me. I'll stop talking then.
You're like, even though it's supposed to be bad, it's going to be nice.
It's a little victory. It's your spin on life. This is my little victory. You can't take that from me, and I won't let you.
Well, I can if you're making it negative, too.
Nope, you ain't going to do that to me.
All positive.
Nope, you ain't gonna bring me into no negative side.
It's going to be nice, except for the bad part of the day.
Still enjoy the day today at some point, y'all.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be amazing. Dress in layers. Have a great day. Good morning, 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. How you doing?
Good morning, Buenos Dias. Wepa, wepa.
Wepa, wepa. So it is April 28th, 2025. The Bucks lost last night, huh?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Is that the end of the season?
No, it is not.
We get to keep going?
We got a game five on Tuesday.
What are we at now? We have to win this one or we lose?
We got to win out now.
Now we have to win or we're screwed.
Every single game left. Yep.
We can do it.
I've
seen it happen.
Yes, we can.
It's not like nobody's turned around the playoffs before.
I mean, not from a 3-1, but we could do it.
But you could do anything. Damn it. Anything's possible.
No, I'm just being serious. This would be a very historic first time ever in NBA history, but it's not impossible,
it's
y'all.
Not impossible.
You just got to believe. That's all. That's really all, man.
When's the next game? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
Yep. 5 o'clock.
All right. We can do this.
We got it.
It is Ali and DZ, and there's lots of stuff happening on the show this week. So Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets, that's the big prize this week.
Can't believe it's already back.
I know. We always do this right after Am I the Jerk. So 7:45 this morning, we're going to send you to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. And online, you still have that chance to win a trip to see Kendrick and SZA in LA. Or there's a Macy's Mother's Day shopping spree up for grabs now as well on our website, because it's almost Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. And look at the time. It's almost Mother's Day.
Like 2 weeks, guys. So we got to fly you and the mom out to New York. 1037kissfm.com.
That's
lots
cool.
happening
That's
on the
cool.
show.
No, it's busy, but it's good busy. It's
lots
a great
of,
busy.
Yes, we like giveaways. Mm-hmm. So, all right, are you ready to get into the question of the day? And then it's what would DZ do? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So we always talk about our weekends on Monday morning.
That's right.
I flew back late Friday night to Milwaukee from Florida. I got in around midnight. My kids were fighting, crying, and destroying the house. It was everything I had hoped wouldn't happen, but
it did. But they were awake. They were waiting for you.
Well, they were awake, and they were fighting.
With all their problems.
And my flight got delayed, so they were extra awake.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean extra overtired awake.
Extra.
Oh, gotta love it. Hi, Mom. Welcome back.
I'm not kidding. Hudson was in tears.
Oh,
Owen was bullying him. It was a hot mess
you
at
needed
that
to
house.
Be back, basically.
It was a hot mess. So I flew back from Florida. My mom broke her hip, but she's doing okay. My other sister's there now. And then I spent the rest of the weekend catching up on my house because I had abruptly left.
True.
On Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day I left. I don't even remember.
I think it was Tuesday.
And so I spent all weekend cleaning, yard work, trying to catch up.
On everything that you would have done over the time that you were gone.
So I went to bed early last night. I woke up. The house was trashed again.
Oh,
I'm over having teenage boys. Like, I'm over it.
Well, you
I'm over it. I woke up. I was yelling in the kitchen this morning. I was like, unbelievable. And not knowing they could hear me upstairs.
All the work I put in for nothing.
You didn't even take the trash out.
Oh, man, that's the easiest thing.
I was doing that thing that moms do, talking to themselves, yet yelling loud enough to go up the stairs.
Yeah. Talking to the house.
I was furious when I got up this morning. I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude. I just worked all weekend to clean this house. Popcorn everywhere again. Carpet. You know what? Now I'm mad.
I'm trying to find a silver
lining.
Now
I'm triggered. Silver lining is I'm back in town with my kids.
That part. That's we back all. In the studio. Yeah.
What's your how was your weekend? Mine really was okay otherwise.
My weekend was busy. Honestly, yeah, just mad busy. Friday game. Saturday was my only technically off time.
Yeah.
And even that was busy because, like you, I was trying to clean the house. Mm-hmm. Aaron had a funeral a family funeral that she volunteered to watch the kids for so that the participants.
She was the caretaker.
She was the nanny that day so that the youngins could stay and that the adults could go to the funeral. So she was busy with the boys that Saturday, and then Sunday, another game.
So wait, what did you do while she was asleep with the boys?
I cleaned the house and then got my hair braided.
Ah, nice.
That's what consisted of my day, cleaning the house and hair braiding, right? And then Sunday, yeah, game time, baby. Mm-hmm. So had another game, and bro, there was the weekend. No chance to even breathe or go do anything
else. What's funny?
Oh!
What?
I'm tripping.
What?
I met up with Danielle and Butler and gave her vacuum back.
Thank you.
Most of it. 95% of it.
Did you forget a piece?
The boys were, you know what? Yes, I did forget a piece.
Oh,
two pieces, actually.
Where did you meet up with her? Did you go all the way to Sussex?
No, not all the way to Sussex. We ended up meeting over by Nordstrom Rack overall of Burleigh.
Ah, at she Mayfair Collection.
She was shopping with the homies. So I was like, I'll pull up wherever you're going to be. And that's where she said she was. So I pulled up to get a vacuum bag.
I love Mayfair Collection, especially in the summer.
Yeah, that was my weekend.
All right. Lots of working.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a catch-22 with you, because when you don't have bucks, you're going to be lost.
Yeah.
But when you do have bucks, you're like, all I do is work. So it's, I already know where you're going to go through the grief of the buck season ending. I'm already prepared for this.
In June.
To give you like 2 weeks when it happens.
In June, you mean two months?
Yeah, in June. Either way, you're going to go through a depression. I'm prepared for it.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You're going to have to adjust back to not being busy all the time. I know you.
You know it's not going to change. I mean, being busy is being busy, whether it's at work or not. Like, the grind don't stop, and this summer's in Milwaukee. Man, it'd be different if it was a flip. But I hear
where
you're coming
from. But the difference is it's your
choice.
Don't
worry about me, though.
The difference is it's your choice.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But we're going to be busy either way. These boys ain't doing nothing less.
Nope. 414-533-1037. That is the number. We want to know, what'd you guys do this weekend? I'm going to open the text. See, I'm back in the studio now. Now I got to get readjusted to what I'm doing here.
Ooh, Allie's back in the chair, baby.
I'm back in the chair. Look out, bitches. All right, we'll talk to you about your weekends next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about your weekends and what you did. I got back from Florida and tried to catch up with life. DZ had 2 Bucks games and tried to catch up with life.
Couldn't even do it.
You couldn't. Let's start with Kyla in Sheboygan. Who wants to talk about you, DZ?
About me?
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Morning, Kyla.
Morning.
What'd you do this weekend?
My daughter and I went to the Bucks game last night, her first Bucks game.
Wait.
For a win, but
your first Bucks game was a playoff game? Ooh. That must be nice.
My daughter's.
That must be
first
nice.
Game. Yes. Sheesh. I know, right?
What a way to rip the band-aid.
Sheesh. We finally got Bucks tickets to a playoff game.
These kids are so spoiled, bro.
Unbelievable.
I know. Lucky duck.
Fun.
We got to meet DZ.
Aww.
It was awesome. It was a fun game.
It was cool. Towards the end of the game, somebody just like, I hear, DZ, and then somebody taps me on the shoulder and points. And now look, and she's like, I'm Kyla in Sheboygan, and this is my daughter. She was holding up her grown daughter like Simba and Lion King.
I know,
like,
I'm so proud of her, too.
Proud mama, for real.
That's awesome.
It was great to meet
y'all,
for real.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Yeah, thank you. It was a great time. You did great. Yeah, it was fun.
We're going to take care of business next games, too, yeah.
Yep. Glad you got to meet DZ and go to the Bucks game. Have a great day,
Kyla. Welcome back, Ellie. You
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Nick in Waukesha texted in. He said Izzy had prom. Well, perfect timing.
Oh, it is prom season.
Pull up Monica in Oak Creek. You want to talk about prom for a second?
You're trying to talk about prom.
Monica is my girl. She always calls in and she screams out a famous line from Vanderpump Rules. Monica, good morning.
It's not about the pasta.
It's never been.
And DZ, let me tell you something. There I was at Target a few weeks ago, and out of nowhere, a really hot woman walks up to me. Aww. She got glasses on. She's hot. She goes, Allie, it's not about the pasta. And I knew it was Monica.
It all clicks in.
And she goes, it's Monica.
It's her tagline. She don't need a song either.
So you met Kyla.
Her poor son cringed and ran away.
Sounds about right.
He does that when it's just me, though, too, Monica. So don't worry,
oh,
okay?
Oh, man. He was like, gosh, my mom. Anyway, you guys, I hosted my 18th prom. I'm a teacher. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been the chaperone for 18 years.
18.
Another one down, and I couldn't feel older.
You got a grown baby in prom years, bro.
Yeah, Monica, where was it for Oak Creek's prom, or who's
no,
prom?
No, I teach at Martin Luther on 76, so we had it at Muskego Lakes Country Club.
Ooh,
shout out to Muskego Lakes.
Jinx.
They always are fabulous out there. They treat us so well,
yeah.
And my baby did go to her senior prom, and now I'm all done. No more kids at prom.
Ooh, snap. So you're really done hosting, period. You're like, yeah, y'all not going to see me again.
She's
retiring.
No,
retiring the dresses.
You know they'll sucker me in again. I'll be there next year.
At least one more year.
All right. Well, Monica, it's not about the pasta. I'm glad you had a good prom.
It's about prom.
That part. Ooh, took the words right out of my mouth, Monica.
Aw, bye, Monica.
Have a great day, you guys.
Much love. Bye.
Yeah, no, she really did come up to me at Target. It was so funny.
That's hilarious.
Let's see what some of the text say. Natalie in Menominee Falls says, we went to karaoke Saturday night at the Silly Goose Bar in West Dallas. Come check it out sometime.
I don't think I've ever been.
Say less. You know, I like to check out a new bar.
Karaoke in Dallas? What?
Jody in West Dallas said, good morning. I did my first barbecue yesterday.
I was smelling the grills, y'all. Congratulations. I'm going to copy suit today.
Oh, look at this one. Allie in Milwaukee says, we went to go see the play Les Miserables at West Allis High School that my niece was in on Saturday since it was her 18th birthday.
Ooh, okay, Les Miserables, a little fancy action. Okay.
Shout out to the niece. All right, last but not least, let's go to Lauren in Watertown. Hi, Lauren.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about our weekends, and I'm assuming you didn't do what Ashley in Calabama did. She said her husband and her did a ton of yard work, and he dropped off some rocks at Ryan from Calabama's house. They ran into Ryan from Calabama.
Isn't Ryan's wife named Ashley,
It's
too?
A different Ashley.
That's crazy.
All right. What'd you do this weekend? Lauren, you guys are building a house?
We are.
Nice.
So we went through all of the construction drafts, and then we had to go through all of our selections, so the countertops, the faucets, all that.
It's like planning
stuff.
A wedding.
I would probably want to tap out after an hour. I'd be like, I don't want to pick anymore.
How many more countertops options y'all got? It's how many swatches did you bring?
A blessing and a curse, isn't it?
Ain't it?
Well, there's always the standard. And then there's always the upgrades.
Then the premium.
I do the standards because I'm cheap.
Yep.
Y'all got anything
exactly.
cheaper than the standard? Y'all got any of the rejects back there?
It's the cheapest. There is no faucet. That's the cheap.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Oh, I feel like you just knew I came home from my OCD father, who's not listening, so I can say that on the air.
It's almost like you brought this in, but you didn't.
Like I wrote What Would DZ Do, but I didn't.
You
it's
might
just
as well
relatable.
Could. I think you're going to either have the best advice or just get triggered. One or the other.
My dad, if you don't know this, very controlling. I know, shocking if you know me. Shocking, my dad's very controlling, I know. I've worked very hard in therapy not to be like him.
And we're working at it.
But he's very, definitely undiagnosed, OCD, very much.
He's a medical professional himself.
But that's another topic. And so when I see this, I go, I just came back from dealing with an undiagnosed, I truly in my heart believe he's undiagnosed.
Sure.
Now, I'm not making fun of OCD.
No,
he's got issues. And so I see this and I go, oh my God, I grew up with this. getting over frustrated when plans change.
And it's we were just kind of catching up off air about like everything happening, you know, we talk whatever, but
and I said to DZ, "Oh, my OCD father. It was horrible living in the house with him, but here we are."
And as we get ready for what would DZ do, I go, "Oh, you're going to love today's end, dog. This is perfect."
So what did they say? They wrote in. You can always write in
and
send us a DM or whatever. What's the problem?
We're going to call Buddy Frank. I don't know. Frustrated Frank. How about that?
Frustrated Frank. Ah, my grandpa's name, even better.
Perfect.
Apple.
Aligned. Look at them apples, just the lineage. So Frank hits us up and says, "I get over frustrated when plans change, and I want to learn how to control my frustrations, but don't know how. Honestly, it's simple, but not. I get upset when plans change or add on top of the existing ones conflicting with my already existing schedule and don't know where this stems from. For the most part, I'm a really positive person, at least someone who tries to be, someone who uses humor in everyday life, typically takes a lot to bring me down. But I have this one trait about myself that I can't seem to mature. I'm currently in graduate school and working full-time, so my schedule is jammed. Already not the greatest, and I turn into a genuinely overbearing, frustrated individual and have negative tendencies to unleash those frustrations onto my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not an anxious person, but I like things done, quote-unquote, by the book. Wow. I wish I knew my problem.
If you get anxious when it's not done by the book, then you are anxious. I hate to break it to you that you may not think you are, but if a little change like that makes
throws
you anxious,
you off.
It's okay to say I have anxiety. Yeah. A lot of us do.
And him saying like I'm not in
things make me anxious. That's all right.
You know, and I think him saying like I don't suffer from anxiety, but doesn't mean you don't get anxiousness or you don't experience anxiousness, right?
That's all it means. It's another word for nervousness, you guys.
I think people get mad timid as soon as you bring up anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's like no, it's not anxiety. I just get a little nervous.
The people that aren't comfortable with mental health yet.
That's anxiety, dog. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand it's going to be hard to accept.
It's nerves, yeah.
But he says, you know, I'm not anxious. I just wish I knew the problem. If things aren't done by the book, you know, I can't handle it. Unfortunately, telling me to be more flexible doesn't solve much for me. I wish I could just go with the flow, but I can't. No, I'm not in any relationship at the moment, and that's probably for the best, but I don't want this to happen when I am in one. Any advice on how to not get over frustrated would be appreciated.
It's very rigid.
Very rigid.
That's the problem, Frank. You're too rigid.
Well, and I feel like Frank is one of them like type A's.
He likes routine.
Right.
He wants everything the way he wants it. Yeah. He wants it in the way it goes. But he's got to be a little. Here's the thing. You got to be a little flexible. You got to be a little adaptable in life, or you're never going to make it. I mean, everything's going to send you over the edge if you can't be adaptable. They said some of the most successful and happy people are the most adaptable. That's like a fact in life.
It's a fact of life,
100%. People that can move and flow with the society and people and different types of people. If everything's going to stress you out, then
when you can float, you ain't going to sink.
Exactly.
You know, in the sink or swim mentality of the world, when you can float, you ain't going to sink.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Exactly.
Because swimming isn't always the easiest thing to do, but we got to just keep swimming, swimming.
Keep going.
Here, all that, what I do think that there's a genuine aspect that we might be missing in how much we tend to people please. Mm-hmm. Everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's people pleasing too much. Why is your schedule changing and why are you allowing it to? Mm. If it's already set, those plans are set, right? If you're allowing disturbance in your day, it's because you're going, okay, now I have to do that too. Who says you have to do whatever that change is? You know, let's say you've already got a jam-packed day, you've got class in the morning, you've got work in the evening, and you've got maybe a little bit of time, and some friend wants to catch up for lunch at noon. All of a sudden, they go, hey, can we make it 1 o'clock? No. No, now that throws my day. I can't.
Yeah.
Instead,
my day is stuck.
Frustrated Frank over here is going, yeah, I can. You know?
Yeah.
So if you are doing the people pleasing aspect of this, cut it out. Cut it out. You're too focused. Mm-hmm. Grad school and full time job, dog, yeah, you don't have time.
But don't be so rigid either that you can't change ever. You know what
that.
I mean?
I hear
don't
that.
Don't be like, that if your friend has to change, be like, no, my schedule, I can't handle any type of change, that any little movement in the schedule is going to send me over the edge. Well, that's a problem too, and then you need professional help.
You know,
in my opinion,
what's it worth to you though? Or is it worth getting frustrated? Because it doesn't seem like it is, and clearly you're realizing that your frustrations aren't worth it either.
Mm-hmm.
If you can be more flexible, stop being flexible. Mm-hmm. It's going to stop your frustration.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. That's the number to text or to call. So he gets frustrated, over frustrated when his plans change. He likes his schedule the way he likes it.
Boy, is a type A like anybody else. Yeah, right? Like anybody's time. Business.
He's got to learn to be a little more flexible, in my opinion. Therapy. That's my honest to God.
How else?
Therapy can do it.
No, yeah.
That alone can help you work through some of this, which because that's what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
You're literally giving him therapy right now by going, hey, my guy, you might have to think this through a little or be more, you know, stand your ground when people try to make, if it's that much, if it's sending you over the edge that bad.
And this is with zero professional experience in my end. Imagine what somebody that studied this could do for you. if you like my advice, just wait for what a pro can do.
We don't even know what we're talking about. Just wait.
We doctors are dumb over here, bro. They actual doctors. Nah, for real though, I think stop the flexibility. That's my only say so. You seem like a good guy. You seem like somebody that wants to do well. You say you're really happy and positive, but this is positively making you negative. Yeah. So stop it.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. Take your advice.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so he wants to know what to do. His schedule changes, and he just can't handle it. He doesn't have the adaptability to change. So every time his schedule changes, it sends him over the edge. If somebody changes plans, anything.
Mad, frustrated Frank, basically.
Frustrated Frank. Let's go to the calls. Saucy Sandra said she doesn't really know if she can help him, but she'll try.
That's what this is about.
Sounds like us. Yeah, I'm different. Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. Happy Monday.
Weba.
Hello. What do you think the advice should be?
Oh, well, you can't have expectations. This sounds like a problem like I have too. And what I've learned is that not having expectations on other people when plans are made, just relax with it. Yeah. I know it's frustrating, but you know what? The other part of it is, it's okay if you're rigid like that and you have to have a certain
well, it's okay
schedule.
To have a schedule and like your routine and like your schedule.
You can't appeal to everybody,
you know,
right?
But Kayla and West Bend texted in. She said, I think he needs to figure out what it is that triggers his reaction to a change in plans. Unfortunately, it doesn't get easier, especially when people get married and have kids. If you can't have a little flexibility, maintaining those friendships will be impossible because life happens. Therapy, that's what Kayla said.
Beautifully said.
That's a big fact. It will not get easier, especially when children are in the mix and people get married.
Oh, you don't like flexibility? You know what?
Yeah, you got to just relax, and it is what it is. Remember that. It is what it is. You're okay. You're safe. It's frustrating.
This is like,
but it's
saucy,
okay.
You know,
this is about
father.
Control. This is about control.
Every time there's a change, it's like, it's like the world is going to end.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like we
I deal with my nephew. My nephew's autistic. And at 5 o'clock comes and he's like, hey, what's for dinner? 5:01, hey, you didn't tell me what's for dinner. And it's after 5 o'clock. What's going on?
What's wrong with you?
I get it. I understand. It's okay. Just relax a little bit. You'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell people to relax and chill. See how that goes, Sauce.
Somebody who hasn't been treated.
Relax. Chill out. Calm down.
Be rational. Yes. I'm like, I am calm.
Right. You want to see calm?
Yes, exactly.
We hear you, Saucy, for real.
Thanks, Saucy. Have a good day.
Much love, guys. Have a good day.
Big love. Bye. You too.
Listen to this. Whoever texted in, very smart. They said, flexible thinking is an executive functioning skill. People with ADHD and autism often struggle with this. Shocking. But other people can experience it as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our text messages cut him off, so now I can't read the rest. Oh, other people can experience this as well. If he wants to improve that skill, he can work with an EF coach or a therapist who specializes in executive functioning work. He could also independently look into the topic more to do some individual skill development as a starting point.
There we go. Somebody with some facts
there. Some therapists on the
I like
texting
that.
In, and I like it.
EF, huh? You got to regulate yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Somebody said, oh, hi, this is my first time. I'm texting you guys.
What's up?
I love and listen to you every morning. My name is Lincoln. I'm 10 years old. He should just breathe. Then he should see if he can make make an adjustment to his schedule. That's what my therapist says. Breathe.
A 10-year-old saying, take a deep breath. Smart. Boy, the world's going to be okay.
Smarter than me, that's for sure. Let's go to Shoop. You know, John Shoop, our math teacher.
Don't you know?
Shoop!
Well, hey, how are you?
Hey!
Shoopy baby!
So we're talking about this guy doesn't like it when his schedule changes ever. He's not very adaptable. He's not very flexible.
Who loves to be thrown wrenches last second, bro?
Nobody.
Come on.
But it's life.
And I like to say, I float, right? Like, yeah. You know, like I say, I float. You know, we get through life. We're going to do what we do. Bruh. It's not easy to float.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It's a learned practice.
No, most people want the same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoop, what are you going to say?
And one of the greatest things going through therapy and everything that I've gone through in the last 6 months, I should say 5.5 months, is that there's a thing called play the tape. And when you play the tape, if you're going to get frustrated, understand why you're going to get frustrated and what's going to happen when you do. Mm-hmm. Are you going to blow your top? Are you going to do this?
It's about the reaction.
What
right?
causes you to lash right. out?
Are you going to react mm-hmm. when something does right. not go your way? This is something basic I had to learn in therapy. I control them? I can't control you, DZ, but I can control my reaction to you.
Right.
If my kid goes crazy, can I control myself? Yes.
It's not saying you can't get frustrated with plans changing or schedules, but you just have to
deal with it.
To manage that frustration.
Or else you're right. going to lose your mind.
We're sitting here telling them not to get frustrated.
Yeah,
it's okay
work.
To get frustrated. It's okay, but it's how you handle it.
Frustrated 100%. Is just one of those emotions, and how you deal with it is the most important part of that situation. Mm-hmm. It really, really is.
That part, Shoot. That mm-hmm. part.
Yep.
Ooh,
yep.
Mic drop on
and
him,
that's
Shoop.
Why we needed the guy who's been in therapy the last 5 months. Thank you, Shoop.
5.5.
5.5.
Appreciate you, Shoop. Later, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Mic drop on it.
There is. It's about how you react to people, right? At the end of the day.
If that boy
who triggers you and then learning how to deal with your triggers.
I got it, Allie.
What?
Frank just needs to watch Inside Out 1 and 2 on repeat until he figures it out.
And learn his emotions. The end. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What up?
Buenos dias. So I made it back from Florida.
Glad you're back, man.
Am I the jerk is something that I did in the office, and I want to know if I'm the jerk for it, because I don't think I am the jerk, but you may say I have a bad attitude when I finally tell you about this on the air.
Oh, you putting yourself in the hot seat. I love it.
I guess.
That's the way to come back.
And the other thing I wanted to say over the weekend was I saw a lot about the Bucks, obviously the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're in the playoffs, but you know what else was all over my social media feed this weekend?
The draft.
Big
draft.
Oh my God. It's like, you know it's in Green Bay.
Right. Oh my goodness. It's local or something. Goodness gracious. Everybody and their daddy was talking about it.
Green Bay is hopping. And then these random videos keep popping up in my social media that are going viral about how people charge like $100 in their front yard for parking. And I'm like, this is
cheap.
Old news in Wisconsin. We already know how people act in Green Bay. But the rest of the country is
in shock
of how Green Bay rolls, because it's a small town.
Every front yard was at least 60 plus for parking. Everybody's yard.
And you know who we didn't even talk about? How could we forget? You and I didn't even talk on the air about Mason Crosby coming in here the other day. He walked in our studio. We didn't even talk about this on the air.
Oh, I thought we did.
We posted the picture.
That, yeah, that's why I feel like we did talk about it. No, we sure did
talk about it, though. He's got a radio show on our sports station, The Fan, which comes on after ours. So don't even try, okay? Go over there later. But anyway.
After 10 o'clock.
So he was in our building because he was going to the draft,
yeah,
right?
He was out here.
He was going up to the draft.
He was part of the introduction draft squad. Like, he was literally up there with Clay Matthews when they were kicking it off. Like, welcome to the draft.
It was awesome. The most famous Packers. I mean, Mason
greatest
Crosby.
Kicker in history.
So he was up there with them. I did see that. But he came into the studio the other day, and it was really interesting talking to Mason Crosby, because we asked him so many questions. I said, I don't think I've ever met you, which is surprising, because a lot of times some of these players.
You cross paths.
I've even met Aaron Rodgers, for crying out loud. How have I not met Mason Crosby? But
fair.
We were asking him, when you go to Green Bay for the draft, where are you staying? And Mason Crosby said, with friends, because him and his wife and kids lived in Green Bay. He said they lived there full time. They didn't leave like a lot of the LA people do. They lived in Green Bay the whole time and raised their kids.
12 years or whatever it was, yeah.
All their friends are in Green Bay.
They got people up there.
And he's like,
he knows how to get to the Quick Trip.
He sure does. And Mason told us that not only that, he said that the NFL came in and basically got every hotel room. Didn't he tell us that? That they bought every hotel room in the Green Bay area. So there wasn't anywhere to stay anyway. So Mason, thank God, knew friends that he could stay with in Green Bay, and he's staying at their houses and whatnot. So I'm sure a lot of the Packers are probably staying with their friends.
100%. Because,
like,
yeah,
Clay Matthews, they're probably staying with friends.
He said a few of the hotels that they booked out. I don't know if it was every hotel, but like a few hotels that the NFL just blocked out so that their people could for sure have a place to stay. And
where
he went,
gonna stay otherwise?
I'd rather, no, cool, because everybody else was Airbnb and stuff, and the Airbnb rates was wild.
I can only imagine.
Gee, so it's like the Clay Matthews, if you didn't have the Airbnb with the rest of the homies, with the rest of the draft class, right, you were literally staying with friends at whoever's house was available.
Well, they said that normally the entire population of Green Bay is about 105,000.
Boy.
But the entire metro area includes around 320,000 people.
Well, we ain't talking about the metro area.
I didn't think, because they were talking about how many people it's brought into Green Bay, you know, for the draft.
Opening day of the draft was 205,000 people.
Yeah, they said that's what they hoped for. Oh, get this. The final result was more than double that.
Mm-hmm.
April 26th, the total attendance was 600,000 people, so they doubled whatever they thought it was going to be. So Green Bay is probably chaos. Yeah.
Well, the cleanup efforts are in full force, but listen, there was a payday to be had, and I know they got it.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Well, if you went to the draft, hope you had fun. We're just here watching it on social media.
100%. I thought about it. I was like, I mean, maybe I could go. It'd be fun to go. Nah, I wouldn't do it.
Not at all.
Standing on my knee all day? Nah, bro. I just got my results back. You stupid. I ain't doing none of that.
All right. You ready to get into Am I the Jerk?
I am.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today, it's me, and I want to address the text message we got. Allie, are we lacking in Am I the Jerk submissions? Because these are all about you. I might have to send one in. No, we're not lacking in submissions. I just have a lot of issues. Okay?
And we're more important than you, so we're going to put ourselves in front.
Feel free to. You can always send them. Yeah, ours are...
Jokes. Jokes.
Are we, though? Are we really joking? I'm not. I feel like I put this one to the side for a week so we could read the other ones.
Yeah.
But this one has been in the queue for a second because what I'm about to tell you happened 2 weeks ago, you guys, when I did at work. All right?
Holla at me.
Send in your suggestions, or not suggestions, your submissions, I should say, to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. All right. Am I the jerk, DZ, for the way I am behaving on the company chat?
What do you mean?
We have an app that we have to use called Slack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is aside from our email. I already deal with a lot of emails. I'm intentionally doing this on a Monday, by the way, because the staff doesn't come in on Monday. They come in on Tuesday.
Ain't
so I'm hoping to God nobody's listening that we work with.
They're not.
So if you know them, don't tell them I said this.
Send it to them.
Send it to them.
Ten times.
When we got our hard pants, our new GM a couple years ago came in and he said, I want you guys to start using Slack for all internal discussions. And anything external, you can use email.
Email. But internal, let's just chat on here, guys.
I'm used to using email for everything.
Everything.
Business.
Or text.
So I'm not really a fan of adding another app now that I have to talk on
and
for
keep
work.
Track of. Yep.
So being in true Allie form, I didn't keep my mouth shut. I threw a fit when he said we had to have another app. I said, boss, I have 17 apps. I've got Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, email, Gmail. I started going down like every single app we have
my
now.
My dating apps too.
My dating apps on top of that.
And it's all work.
The parent app for school. I
that
mean,
part.
Where do I start with
the
all
app? No, the apps are endless.
The point is, I felt like I could handle, email was already overwhelming for work.
It is.
So when he added a second app for work, I threw a fit. And he said, Allie, just get on it and stop having a bad attitude.
He did
so
say
I got on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped having a bad attitude for a week.
Did you?
digital.
Okay, fine. 3 days. Okay. I was quiet for 3 days, you guys. And then I got on this app and all I see are people talking about happy birthday, Jim. Happy birthday, Sally. Oh, our boss's dog died, which is horrible.
That sucks.
And
yeah.
We had, I came back to 75 messages. It's like a Twitter where it just.
Yeah. The feed was active. And when you were gone, the feed definitely doesn't stop going.
75 messages when I was gone. So okay. I thought, well, surely there's something work related in here.
Important. That's got to be important.
He made us get on this app for work. No.
No.
It was 75 messages about personal life stuff, like the boss's dog dying, like somebody had a birthday,
like people on cruises,
like,
and having
hey,
fun.
Did anybody who won the basketball madness bracket, since I can't say March and that word together,
madness,
thank you. You know, now somebody, Radar's on here, feel free to grab a hot dog in the kitchen. I don't care,
we still got hot dogs in the kitchen.
No. Oh. But this was from last week, you know what I'm saying.
Look, it's a lot.
I'm going through it right now.
And
food
let me break it down.
Conference room.
For anybody that doesn't really understand what's going on, like, we have an app that we now have to use that is an extra system. And within this app, there's maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 additional chat lines.
It's
so it's not just one chat that we have to keep track of. We have to keep track of the station chat, and then the all company chat, and then the Wisconsin chat, and then the news chat, and then the team chat, and then one more chat, and then any personal independent chats or group chats that you get added into. It's basically a messaging forum to streamline conversations, but it's not streamlining anything. It's making it just harder to keep track of, because now I've got a message from our hard pans boss that, since we're talking about this, I pulled it up, and this is from almost a whole week ago.
Are you
looking
at it? I'm getting mad because I've got it open right now, and I'm looking back, and I'm going, none of this has to do with work. All of these messages are just, hey, somebody wrote that one of our coworkers was DJing at a bar on Friday. Like, why did I need that?
Oh, yeah, Shannon was
why
out.
Why did I need that in the group chat? Like, I don't need that on my work.
I forgot Shay Cannon was going
to
be out.
This does not have nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
So now I'm drawn into this other app. And it's, so now I feel bad because I'm complaining about them trying to make the morale better at work. But the problem is nobody's talking about work. So we're over here busy,
yeah,
frustrated. And I'm getting irritated. And now I have a bad attitude. So now I'm complaining about the one thing they're trying to use to make the morale at work better. Are you following me on why I want to know if I'm the jerk here?
I'm following.
I don't have time for all this, though. And now I look like a jerk going, oh, you don't have time to read the 5 messages about what they did for lunch today? No, not really.
Here's where it is,
though.
How do
I say this nicely? I can't.
You know, they say, like, oh, ignore what doesn't pertain to you. But when 75 messages
pop
in.
How do I ignore that?
It's hard to ignore, right? And when you're supposed to be using a forum for streamlined conversations,
yes,
yet there's 40 happy birthdays or hope you're doing well, or
40 happy, like,
happy retirements, or
no,
enjoy your cruise and vacation. That's fantastic.
It gets me going.
But that's all stuff you hit people on independently at their phone, do whatever in your own leisure time. This is for work. Now I'm not paying attention to this app like that, right?
Because I'm seeing it's all garbage. And when somebody did try to hit me up for work stuff last week, guess who missed it? Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I was so annoyed with the 75 messages about happy birthday that I gave up.
Why would you pay attention to it when I'm just going to assume it's a happy birthday text? That ain't a direct message to me. That's somebody's problems or somebody's solutions.
I'm triggering everybody. Leticia texted in. She said, child, don't even get me started on Slack.
No. Oh, you know Slack?
Shay texted in. She said, you are not alone. I work at a financial and it drives me bonkers. Okay, so I'm not alone in people being able to at least relate to this.
We thought we were the only ones that you slacked.
I thought I was the only one who also was completely having my time wasted on a separate app with things that had nothing to do with work. I no wonder I'm distracted.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder we're all over the place.
Well, yeah.
Jeez.
I'm going to say it's a little jerky, though.
Fine. Call me a jerk. I don't care. I'm over it, dude.
Because we could just ignore it. And I do. I mean,
how can
and I'm
I,
not
though,
telling
if
you
somebody
to...
needs me for work, I can't ignore it.
Open it and close it. You open it, you close it. When somebody says, hey, I messaged you on Slack. Oh, my bad, bro. I don't really pay attention to that because people don't use it appropriately. really.
I wish.
Right? Like, we're kind of letting it affect us. Right?
Somebody said, my job makes us have two apps, and it's so annoying because we could just be using one, and every time you log out into another one, it logged you out of the other app. That would set me off.
Gotta
love
that.
At least I can use, like, our Gmail and Slack together. It doesn't change the fact that I'm more confused than ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, am I the jerk for throwing a fit about the fact that we had to add Slack and have another app now to communicate with our coworkers, even though email was just fine for me? Now I got a second one, and it's all about everyone's birthday.
Deep breath, Allie.
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So I've been saving this one because I know I'm going to sound like a jerk, but I don't know if I care anymore. I'm so triggered by Slack, or the second app they made us get at work.
You mean third or fourth at this point?
And when I came back and 76 messages were there, and it was all having nothing to do with work. It was like, happy birthday. Who won the bracket for March? Hey, who's going to go to Pado? Hey, somebody's DJing. I was like, does any of this have to do with work? Or are we just having a party on Slack over here?
It's not work related. I'll tell you
that. It was not. So I'm irritated, and I threw a fit, and they say I have a bad attitude for morale because they're trying to build morale. But Slack's, ironically, it's sending me over the edge.
Are we building it, though? Are we building it?
You know what? Let's go to Becky in Milwaukee. I'll start with her first this morning. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I know maybe I sound like I have a bad attitude, but somebody texted in and said they are triggered. They said even if it's used for work, it sucks. It creates an environment where the expectation is an immediate response.
Always.
And pressure to monitor it nonstop. Mm-hmm. Hello, we still mm-hmm. have other things to do. Triggered.
And once I leave here, I am gone, bro.
I mean, I felt like the email was enough to say, I sent you an email. Why didn't you respond? Now it's, I sent you a Slack. Why didn't you? No.
Why didn't you send me an email?
Well, because I'm on Instagram. I'm busy over here. Like, I got too much going on.
Crazy how it's not the only thing in my day, but
now
good
that
morning.
I've tried to defend myself, am I the jerk?
Becky,
you are
you
absolutely
think?
not the jerk at all.
God.
It drives me absolutely insane, but I will say, if people use Slack appropriately, there should be social channels and then work channels.
Oh, really?
And
there's a difference?
Yes.
Go
and
on.
And then you hide. You can hide the social channels or ignore them.
Wait,
I mean,
this
we
is
have
genius.
At work, like, we have a work channel that's like everybody who has dogs, everybody who's in book club, everybody who's like
oh.
a runner.
Oh,
everybody
and
that wants to go
wait,
see
wait,
your
wait.
Coworker DJ.
Hold on. So we have right. a Milwaukee team chat, and then we have a Wisconsin team chat, and both have a bunch of nonsense on them. So what we need to make is a social chat for
yeah.
Milwaukee where they can put things like happy birthday, so and so, and so and so's DJing at a bar tonight.
Shout out, Shake.
That's the kind of stuff I don't need that because
so we don't know how to use Slack.
I don't either,
then.
And neither does our boss.
That's what I mean.
I'm
we
gonna
the collective,
trouble,
the collective.
The way,
we, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
tell them I'll come show them how to use it.
No, this is great.
We have to have you come show us how to use it.
The quickest way to get me off of this is to put nothing that has to do with work, and I will disappear. I mean, you will not see me again.
Well, when you tell me something that we have to download and use is going to be for work purposes,
and then it's not,
and it hasn't been used.
It's for everyone to hang out and go get drunk. Well, that's I need a separate one. I need a text.
It's
okay?
been 80% non-work related for
80,
real.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Maybe 90. But
maybe.
I digress.
Yep.
Okay, not
and
the jerk.
And then you can hide those. Not the jerk.
That's
what
know
I needed.
Hide them. All right, kicking it all off.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Becky. Have a great day.
Whoever texted
Thanks,
in,
guys.
Just turn off the notifications and check it once a week. That do you understand? This is like emails, though. We get these every day. Like, there could be a work problem mixed in with all of this. Because
there
our boss
been.
Is now telling new employees to use it. That's all they're using. Where I'm over here on email.
Remember.
With everyone else.
So, this was a few weeks, probably months ago back now. Our boss sent us some draft up, like, t-shirts of different logos. Like, oh, we want to try some new Milwaukee-style shirts.
Yeah.
Right?
That was work-related.
That was work-related,
yeah.
right? But I didn't see it for a good 2-3 days because it was not work-related in my brain. When you see all these messages come in, it got lost in
it
the shuffle
lost.
Of a million happy birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, oh, yeah, ain't none of this is important. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Whoever texted in at my last job, we had to look, stop and find the elf on the shelf. Oh, it would have been on if they made me go do that.
I'm not doing that.
I got
actual work to do.
Let's go to Glenn in Oconomowoc because he's not really on my side is what I heard. Hi, Glenn.
Hey there.
Morning, Glenn. What's the word?
Jerk or not the jerk?
You're
for, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going with jerk on this one.
Rude.
Why, though? Fine. Explain yourself.
Okay, here's the thing. I sympathize. I work for a company where we just get blown up on Slack all the time. When I first got it, I was like, I cannot with this.
Yes.
Plus email, plus other apps. But here's the thing. Yes to the social channels. Yes, also, you can set it so that it only notifies you when you're added or when somebody adds your name or at channel a channel you belong to. But also, those birthday ones, you can set it so that you do not get notified again about a thread. So one thread about one person's birthday, you can easily opt out of. Then you just choose select times on your day where you're going to check the app and you don't check it outside of that.
So Glenn, I got to go in once a day and unsubscribe from 7 different comments about nothing having to do with work. That's what you're telling me. I'm just making sure I understand this.
Priority channels. So you put those in the not priority selection, like Becky buckets, was saying. And you don't have to check them.
In fairness, there are side channels. So am I the jerk knowing there's no side channels, Glenn? Am I still the jerk?
There's no side channels.
Right now, it's all on one.
He said,
one.
Girl, I'm trying to help you out here. Listen, I mean, I'm calling you the jerk, but I'm giving you a solution.
I will say this is genius. The advice him and Becky gave is what we need.
Yeah, true.
This would solve our problems. But for now, we don't have those. And I actually am really glad you guys called in with that because that will help this problem, I think.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't about a solution.
Hard chance might be the jerk here for not setting up this organization and keeping you all distracted because it is a thing you can fix.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. There we go, Glenn.
I'm getting motivated and I'm getting reinvigorated about my job. See, now I'm back.
Now Allie's smiling to be here.
Now I'm back.
Good job, Glenn.
Right. I'm going to go not a jerk.
No.
I have never changed someone's vote in the middle of Am I the Jerk before, but here we are.
That is the most Midwest nice thing. Don't you appease her,
bro. I have this problem.
Based on the facts, I'm not the jerk, though.
Cap. 10 toes, man. You said jerk to start with. That's what we going
with. Whatever, DZ. Whose side are you on anyway? Bye, Glenn.
Later, man. Bye.
All right, Clayton's in Lake Mills. He's going to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on a Monday morning?
Well, are we getting it, man?
I'm trying to be positive, but it's really because I know nobody's listening today because they don't come in until Tuesday.
So one or two people, maybe.
All the people that that I'm going off about using our Slack channel. We had to add an app, and now it's all about basically life stuff. Nobody's writing anything about work on it, and I've about had it.
I feel you. But, you know, we're trying. Jerk? We're trying.
It's supposed to be for morale.
So I always got to say this because you guys go, oh, shit, Clayton. So I have to enlighten your day that you are not the jerk today.
Yes, thank God. I didn't know where you were going with that, Clayton.
I didn't know about all the extra applications, but now you guys know. Now you guys can fix it. Because if a person doesn't, like, know anything, you can't fix anything you can't fix. You know what I mean? So now you guys got a little update, and now you guys can finesse, and now you can get back at it.
Fine enough. Somebody texted and said, Allie, you're the jerk from all the responses. It sounds like you should have been looking for a solution and not just going against it. Hold on. I'm not the boss. I'm not in charge. I'm not a manager. It's not my job.
What solution are we supposed to go with?
Why am I supposed to fix something our boss? No, that's ridiculous. Then I'm really stepping on his toes going, because I've already said to him that I don't like it, and he got mad.
And here's how we're going to make it better, though.
And he said to me, deal with it.
I hear what
you're saying. So I already threw a fit about it, people. And he said, but now that we know that there are other, you can create other channels, I'm going to request it. Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
I will request we get a social channel.
I ain't got no problem.
That just made your morning. Look at that. You just made your morning, and you got that. Bam!
Bam! Mic drop, Clayton.
All right, Clayton, thanks for calling.
Awesome. Have a great day, guys.
You too, man. Later.
I wonder if I'm going to hear about this.
Oh, you will.
I will.
You 100%
will. Whatever.
You probably got a text already.
I probably do. But I'm going to ignore it because it's on Slack, so I'll never see it. That's the good news.
But
all right, we're giving away tickets to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival, you guys. We're getting closer and closer to summer. It's almost May. This week we go into May.
Bruh, for real, though. Literally. And Cinco de Mayo's around the corner.
It is. And then July 11th and 12th is when the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival is coming to town. So we're hooking somebody up with two passes right now. The first ones.
Right now?
Right now. 414-533-1037. Caller 33. You're going to go to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival at Veterans Park this summer. Good luck. 414-533-1037. Kiss FM. It's coming to town July 11th and July 12th. The big Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. We're so ready for it. Well, July 10th through the 13th. But we're hooking somebody up with tickets to one of the big 2 days. So let's go to Hina in Milwaukee. Hi, Hina.
Morning.
Morning. Oh, she saw animated. She said, morning.
Yeah, it's Monday. What are you up to, excited. Girl? What are you doing?
I'm trying to be animated to get to work. Get myself excited.
Bringing the energy. You got to bring the energy sometimes. I hear you.
Nice. Well, we have good news on a Monday. You're going to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival.
Awesome. Awesome.
You a Harley girl?
You
like motorcycles? Good. Vroom, vroom?
I'm going to start to.
Nah, she's about to now.
Fair enough, because I'll go. Chris Stapleton's going to be there on Saturday, the 12th. Hank Williams Jr. is the headliner on the 11th. So it's going to be a fun party down by the lakefront at Veterans Park. So you're going to be going. Enjoy yourself, okay, Hina?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great time. Somebody from the radio station will be in touch, hopefully.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. She said, all right. Peace.
All right. So do you want to talk about your knee yet or no?
It's up to you. I'm down.
No, it's up to you.
Yeah.
I'm not the one who's got a knee problem.
I don't have much. I mean, I didn't realize that was on the docket, but what's the word?
Well, nothing's on the docket. That's why I'm like, we can talk about something else and talk about your knee tomorrow because you went and got an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk about that, but you're going to go get the results at 9:30 from the actual doctor.
I get results. Oh, I got results last Friday.
They came in on my chart, but this is like when I got the biopsy and the doc didn't call me. And I'm like, hello. I reached out to him. He's like, my bad.
So I called and I was like, hey, I saw my results got put in, you know, and they're like, yeah, yep, they just got put in. I was like, great. You know, what can we do? He's like, well, the doctor wants to schedule a time for you to come in. And I went, oh, great.
So that's not good.
That's not good. You want to talk to me in person, my boy?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Fantastic.
So what do you think? You're going to have surgery?
By the looks of it, sent it to a few friends, did my own research. It appears that the majority of my issue, multiple things, but the majority of my issue is that the cartilage in my right knee is basically gone. Little to no.
What is that from? Football?
Football, moving, injuries from other stuff, wrestling, like you name it. Honestly, just not taking care of my body like that. Old age.
This is what I don't understand. So this is just from high school and college, and now you're in this kind of pain in your 30s.
Yeah. Well, everybody's bodies.
This to kids, man.
Everybody's body's different.
God.
Right? So I also have conditions from when I was a child and grew faster than my body was ready to grow. Who knows what actually happens when we have these injuries that happen or things that persist. Could I have maybe slowed this down by taking care of my body better on the front end? Sure, probably, but I didn't, right? And now who knows what situation I'm facing, but my right knee definitely has little to no cartilage left, and there's going to be a few options that we're going to have to go with. I hate to say it, but unfortunately, it's probably going to be a surgery.
It's all right. Well, surgery?
No, it's not.
Why not?
I'm scared of surgery. I've never had one. Why would I want one?
I've had a million.
You're not me. I'm not you.
I'm saying you can't at least look at other people who've been through surgeries and been like, well, there is another side. They come out okay. It's pretty healthy. Like, surgery is, it used to be where you were in the hospital for months sometimes to weeks. And now it's like almost a majority of surgeries are outpatient, which is wild. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, this would not be one of them.
How long is the recovery?
Depending on how, like, full recovery, 9 to 12 months before I'm full to any, like, back like normal activity.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
To be in a brace and or at least able to move with light activity, about 6 months.
Okay.
Weeks before you could actually even put weight on it.
Jeez. All right. Well, then I want you to go to the doctor today and tell me what they said. We got to tell us tomorrow.
I don't got a choice. I got to go to the doctor today.
I know. I'm saying tell us tomorrow what the actual doctor said, what your friends and the internet said, because we know how we do make our own decisions sometimes.
Oh, I haven't decided
anything.
And I believe
you need surgery because I've seen how much pain you're in, but
I don't want surgery. I'll tell you right now, that is
in pain. Do you?
And this is the difference between, you know, wanting to fix it and wanting to deal with it. Because I could deal with it. So non-surgical options are a thing. I could strengthen. I could PT, but it's always going to hurt, and I'm never going to be able to bend. Mm-hmm. And it's the non-surgical routes, I think, for people that are a little better off than I am. I think my progression has worsened. My condition has worsened to the degree where it's like now I got bone on bone, literally, you know, quad to kneecap going. Sucks. Just grinding. And yeah, I don't want it to be the option, but I think it might be the most realistic bet for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like saying that.
Well, I want to hear everything that happens today. I need the updates tomorrow. You'll tell us everything.
I will update you tomorrow.
Okay.
Same time, same place if you want.
I just don't want you to be stressed because I can tell you're hella stressed.
Yeah, man. I need to know what's going on next, right? Like, what's the next steps of life? I don't like having medical issues. Who does?
Nobody does.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stressed.
But it's fixable. fixable.
You're right.
And you're going to be all right. I mean, it's not something unfixable. Right. That's the good news. Your quality of life could be way better. You could be in nobody should be in pain all the time if it's fixable. Nobody. And people don't manage their pain. They walk around uncomfortable.
All the time.
They walk around in hell. And all you have to do is go to the damn doctor sometimes and there's a fix for it. So
it's not that easy, though. It's not that easy to just go to the doctor.
No, it's not. But yeah. you took the first step. But you can't walk around in pain and just act like everything's okay either. You don't have to. You got health insurance. You've got support. You've got a family. You've got friends. Everyone's going to step up. It's going to be okay.
We're going to be all right.
Plenty of health. So, plenty of help. I'll give you
the official update.
The official update tomorrow. Absolutely.
Well,
all right.
Well, from what I know from my doctor friends that told me, I'm going to probably have to have surgery.
Fair enough.
Gotta love it.
We'll make it happen. Well, it's going to be all right.
It will be all right.
It's going to be all right. All right. Coming up next, I want to talk to you about something that makes you feel powerful. And I feel like we all do this in public. It's something you can put on your body that makes you feel more powerful. I'll explain next.
Like armor?
I busted somebody doing this weekend. Kind of, but not armor. We'll talk about it next. Hold on. Why do people feel so powerful when they do this? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias. What are we doing that makes us feel powerful? Poderosos.
What is it that there are certain items you can put on your body that make you feel powerful, like sunglasses? Here's a perfect example.
Not like a cape?
Like, I was talking to somebody about this. There was a woman the other day who had on sunglasses inside, and I've even done this inside sometimes.
Same.
And I wear them like through Target, and I'm just like, you know, I don't feel like taking off my sunglasses. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't get to see my eyes today.
It's not that I don't want to talk to people. It's just that I'm really comfortable. Like the shade, the light is set. I don't want to take off the glasses. And then I feel like nobody can see me, which is exactly what this woman said. She's like, I wear sunglasses because I feel like I'm, you know, hidden, incognito.
I'm makes like, me well, feel like I'm inconspicuous.
Well, we can all see you. But yeah, I get it why sunglasses make you feel powerful. And then I started thinking, that's not the only clothing item. There are lots of clothing items that make us feel powerful.
Like what?
Heels. Mm. When I put on heels, I feel powerful. I don't know why.
You know,
I don't
know
why, but I do. I feel like a whole different person. So I was like, heels and sunglasses. Those are two of the things I put on my body. We actually put stuff on that make us feel
more powerful.
Yeah.
It's like when I put on a suit coat sometimes.
See?
Do I love it? No.
Do I
care to do it all the time?
Hell no.
But when I do it, do I feel good? Yeah. Do I feel a little bit more powerful?
Do you feel like, you feel like smarter and richer than everybody around you? 100%.
A little, yeah, you get that like aura of like I'm dressed better than you.
I'm so awesome. I am so good right now.
Oh, how is my nose this high up in the air? It's because I'm dressed like it. Uh-huh.
Honestly.
You're not wrong, man. When you got that thing on, when you got that on, yeah, you feel powerful.
Whether or not it makes sense, I mean, I remember the few times I've had like designer bags. The first one I got, I remember like holding it and being like, oh
this is
Coach.
This is Coach. Look at the tag.
I am so much better than you over there with your Target purse, even though I love my Target purse.
I swear, Target purses be the best.
So
they last longer.
I want to know, Carl in Milwaukee said it's a tie that makes him feel powerful.
A tie. Ooh,
yeah.
Add the tie to the suit. Yes, sir.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. I'm not going to read the dirty ones people are texting in. What is wrong with you guys?
Okay.
What is wrong with you guys?
Okay.
Carl in Indy said, when I wear sports gear, because he's a big fan of sports. He said, so when he has like a jersey on, he feels more powerful. Interesting.
You feel like you're on the squad, huh, Carl? I could feel that. Yeah, buddy.
What do you guys wear that makes you feel more powerful? 414-533-1037. You can text or call. Kylie in Milwaukee said, when my top shoes and or purse match, when I match all the way top to bottom.
Oh, you like to be matchy-matchy. That gives you the power.
She said the power. She knows she's looking good. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. For some reason, when you put certain things on, you feel powerful, like sunglasses. I don't know why. It makes me feel powerful. Same thing with heels.
Adds an era of mystery.
DZ says a suit, you know? You put a suit coat on, you feel powerful.
You do.
So that's what we're talking about. Rebecca's in Milwaukee. Let's just go right to her this morning. Hi, Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi. You and I are on the same page. What is it that makes you feel powerful? Tell them.
Girl, a good red lipstick. lipstick.
Yes.
Same girl.
For some reason, when I started wearing red lipstick, it changed my life.
What is it about red?
It just feels powerful. It sticks out. It's boom. Although the reason I had, when I worked with different guys, not you, DZ, because you're not as perverted as the other ones. The other guys I used to work with told me there's a reason that men love red lipstick. And then I was completely turned off by the whole thing. And I went, are you kidding me? Because I had no idea.
I could tell you that's false.
Men go, thank you. False. You don't think that immediately?
Yeah, he was just saying some egregious commentary towards you.
He was being dirty?
False.
Okay, thank God.
Now I want to know. Allie, well, let's elaborate.
Wait, it's 8? Okay, it just hit 8:15. The kids are going into school. Now
I'm out of this one. Talk about perverted. I'm not perverted at all.
Well, I can't. I got to be careful how I say it. But he was saying that every time women wear red lips, that guys think about something sexual, and I'll leave it at that. And you can use your imagination with that one.
Yeah. No. Oh. False.
You can use all your imagination what that would be.
Chapstick it is.
All of a sudden thank
she's
you.
Wearing pink.
Thank you. Back to schmuckers we go.
Right. Let me pull out my chapstick necklace from back in the day.
She's like, no more red lip.
Rebecca said, and that was the day I stopped wearing lipstick. Great.
Oh,
great.
No.
I felt so powerful.
Listen, we don't wear it for them. We wear it for us.
That
Let's
part.
Be real.
My husband's probably listening like, I'm throwing all this away.
Your husband's probably listening going, Cap, that's false. Like, you know, y'all know that. No, that is terrible and dumb and actually difficult. No.
Ask your husband later.
And report back.
I wear it.
And report back.
Because it makes my teeth look whiter also.
Thank you. Thank that part, too. Thank you. I love that. Rebecca,
y'all
have a good day.
Y'all better keep wearing lipstick, man.
You too, Allie and DZ.
Bye. Y'all better stop letting these weirdos change the way y'all think.
Well, Davijon's in Sheboygan, and he has something that makes him feel powerful. Hi, Davijon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Well, good, man. Love the name.
You don't have to answer the red lip question we just discussed on the air. We're going to go to what what makes you feel powerful.
She said, I plead the fifth.
So for me, it's cologne. You know, there's a part of like look good, feel good, play good. Yep. But you can incorporate the smell good for
yes,
me.
Sir.
Like when I get a whiff of myself throughout a work day or something, I'm like, oh, wow, I still smell fresh. I still smell good. You know,
it's inspiring.
It adds to the confidence.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fair enough.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Cologne.
Well, and colognes don't last very long depending on which ones you buy, where you buy them. If you're buying the vaporizante or the eau de toilette, you're not getting the real stuff. You got to get the eau parfum, the du parfum.
The parfum or the elixir.
Thank you. You got to get that because it lasts longer, blended with more oils, and you will smell yourself better throughout
the day. Wait, what's the tip? Get what instead of what?
So when you're looking at the bottle, you're going to say du toilette.
Yeah.
De vaporisant. De parfum.
I've seen those.
You want the parfum because that's going to be the highest oil to alcohol blend, basically.
That's going to be the strongest.
It's going to last the longest.
That's it. You can get the elixir. That's my preference.
Elixir is basically oil. That you just one dab will do you all day. Like that's elixir's concentrate.
Fair enough. But cologne makes you feel powerful.
I couldn't agree more, dude. You nailed it on that one.
Well, and men are texting Tito's in Milwaukee said, as a male, that is 100% false on the lipstick. Thank you, Tito.
Not for real.
Appreciate that.
Davijon, can you agree or do you disagree?
Do you
think about lipstick differently?
Do you think about something dirty when you see a woman with red lipstick?
No, I could think about, you know, without lipstick, I could think about.
He said, I don't need the lipstick.
No, so.
Bye, Davijon. Oh, my.
Oh, come on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's a new week. We're going to be into May by the end of this week.
It's crazy to think and feel and realize.
It is. Yeah. We're giving away Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets all week on the show right after Am I the Jerk at 7:45. We already did it today.
Vroom, vroom. Tomorrow's another one.
Yeah. Shout out to Hina in Milwaukee. She won today. And we have more stuff to win on our website, like a Mother's Day shopping spree in New York City. You can go try to win those at 1037kissfm.com.
A little fly out, shop out, go crazy for Mother's Day. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. So you took Hudson to the barber, my son, for the first time, last week or the week before?
Yeah, I did.
He looks so much better now that you took him to Mondo.
We got
to
go back?
Yep. The next day he goes, it's already growing back. I go, that's what hair does.
No, my boy, you just got bedhead. Go brush your stuff. It didn't grow back.
I said, Hudson, you're going to have to go like every week or two, dude. You have that kind of hair. And he was like, oh, because he would go once a month if I let him.
Yeah. Or less.
Anyway,
right.
But what happened? you want to know how little's too little to take a baby to the barber? What's the story?
Yeah, because I actually ended up seeing a video of some, I don't know, it's somebody in Milwaukee, though.
Really?
Right, with their baby at the shop. And this wasn't at Mondo's shop.
It was at a different barber shop?
I don't know if he would cut a baby's hair this young. I don't know if there's any logic behind this, but it didn't make sense to me. And I went, am I just overthinking this or what? But the video consisted of a mother sitting in a chair with a baby no older than like 2 months old.
Could it even hold its head up?
No, no, it
couldn't. Hold its head up.
Mom is supporting the neck. The baby's sitting there asleep. It's so serious. At one point, the baby's eating, right? Like being fed a bottle.
And they're cutting the baby's
hair? And they're still cutting the baby's hair.
How much hair did the baby have? Because Hudson came out hairy as hell. Owen came out bald. So I've had two experiences with hair.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the baby had hair, but at the same time, I don't feel like it was enough that needed to be cut. There are babies.
It falls out. Like Hudson had a ton of hair in it. It kept falling out and then regrowing, and it just looked icky.
The baby patches?
It looked nasty at first. Now it looks great.
Did y'all ever shave his head? Like completely?
No.
Like bick it?
No.
Some cultures do. Some people do. Some people don't. It's all about personal opinion, but I felt like this might have been too young, because there's one thing to shave your baby's head traditionally, but they were literally giving the baby a taper fade. The baby had a lineup. The baby had fresh, like a whole fresh haircut, the shape up, the C cups.
Come on.
And I know you don't know like hair, like I know like men's hair, right? But having the shape up, had the C cup around the sideburn of the hair.
Oh, God. This
baby looked like he was getting ready to go out to the club.
Why though? What? Seriously.
Thank you.
Did it even look any different?
It did. It looked different. The kid looked like he actually had a haircut. Lil baby fade was fading and it looked good, but I went, did it need it? Did the baby genuinely need the cut? So my thought is, I guess unless you're doing it, you know, for cultural reasons, because we shaved our babies' heads.
You did?
Yeah.
For cultural reasons?
Sammy, yeah. Well, you know, it's tradition that you shave the head, the baby's hair will grow back thicker, fuller, nicer. You shave the baby's head, cut the baby hair off, basically.
That's what they do in Colombia?
In Colombia, in Mexico, in
I didn't know any
some
of
other cultures. I mean, I can
never
only speak
this.
On the cultures that I'm a part of, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you shave the baby's head if you so choose. We did it with my little sister. I got my head shaved.
Because babies don't have hair. Half the time, you never know. If you wouldn't know if it got shaved, is my point. That's why you wouldn't. We wouldn't. I would have no clue that
you do.
Him.
You do. You definitely do. You don't remember when we shaved Danny bald?
No.
Really?
When he was a newborn?
When he was a baby? He was maybe 6 months old.
Oh well, that's different. Newborn. I thought you meant newborn.
No.
So wait, the tradition is to shave it when they're 6 months?
The tradition is to shave it whenever you want to, right?
Oh.
But I guess it's a little bit early in my opinion. The baby couldn't even hold its own head up.
Mm.
The baby really barely had hair to cut.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering what age is the appropriate age to start getting a baby's haircut? Because some people won't cut their hair. Mondo, my barber, for example, didn't cut his kid's hair for like the first 3-4 years of their lives.
Owen and Hudson were 2 or 3 at least when I got them a haircut for the first time. At least. Owen was definitely 2 or 3.
Sammy, we
he
waited.
Didn't have any hair.
He didn't have any. That makes sense.
Yeah, he was bald. And then when he finally got it, we cut it. But Hudson was a mess. That made a big It made a big difference when we cut Hudson's hair.
So when did you get your baby's first haircut, right? Because our first, you say, obviously.
At least 2 or 3.
2 or 3.
At least.
With our youngest, Danny, we cut his hair 6 months, at 6 months old, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy, however, though, he was almost 3, basically, when we got a haircut. He liked his hair. He didn't want a haircut, though.
Mm-hmm.
We was trying to help our boy out grow a little bit thicker and fuller, man. We felt like our boy had some patches, right? So we tried to help him out. But, man, anything younger than that, and I don't think I would have been comfortable with cutting their hair. Or taking them to get a haircut. Yet here I go seeing a video of a mother with their baby in Milwaukee in the barber chair at 2 months.
I think that's excessive. No,
is that too young?
That makes absolutely no sense.
Right? Because
you're not even, the baby's sitting in you can't even see the baby's head half the time because it's being either held in an arm or in a carrier where you can't see the head. Somebody texted in and said, some people, it's part of their culture where you shave their head early on or a haircut and let their fresh hair coming in with like the curls. Like your brand, new baby, you shave their head. I know, it's wild.
No, I get it culturally. I mean, I must have not been listening 2 minutes ago.
Well, I just think I learned something new today. I mean, honestly, I didn't know people shave babies' heads. But I also, when you said that, I thought newborn. Because to me, now you said any time. Well, 6 months, I mean, I don't know. How would I know it's culturally when you do it at 6 months old? You would have to tell me that. I would have just thought you got a haircut. You know what I mean?
For sure. No, it's to promote hair growth.
is crazy. 2 months old is insane.
2 months old seems wild. And I really come from a culture that is cool getting their baby's haircut, right? Super early. Not that early. That seems too early.
Well, the lines are ringing. 414-533-1037. A two-month-old with a better lineup than half the men in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we're talking about this two-month-old who got a haircut in Milwaukee for a barber who was on online. You saw it, right?
I should have sent it to Mondo and been like, dude, is this normal? How young are these kids coming in to get cuts?
Well, Anna's in Milwaukee. She wants to chime in because she said she has experience with this. I know she has two boys. So, not surprised.
Not surprised.
Anna.
Good morning. Hey,
morning, fam.
So wait, you took them when they were 4 months old. Am I reading this right?
Well, actually, no, my youngest, because when he was born, he had a head full of hair.
Oh,
he had a head full.
He had a lot of hair.
So I had a friend, you know, cut his hair because it was just so long.
Right away?
Yeah, he was like 4 months.
Oh,
yeah.
When he was 4 months, that's why. It was too much hair.
Yeah, too much to manage. I mean, and for a four-month-old, bro, that's excessive. Okay.
Yeah, he had a lot of hair when he was born. He actually could have used a haircut when he was born.
Like Hudson.
I did not want to do that.
Anna, I love telling
this
story.
From the womb to the chair.
Hudson came out, and I had a C-section with both, and I'll never forget. Obviously, I'm high as a kite because I'm having a C-section, but I remember looking over and seeing them holding up Hudson, and I said, is that my baby? And like as if anybody else was in the operating room but me.
Like, no, this one, no, not yours.
Why was I asking them if Hudson was my baby? Because he had so much hair. I didn't think he was mine. I was like, there's that.
Yeah. No way, that's my kid. Look at all that hair.
Well, after having Owen, who came out bald,
right.
I thought, that's not my kid with all the hair.
Of course it is. Look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, and I had the same. Yeah, my first one had, you know,
nothing.
Little hair, and then I had this one. I was like, oh my God.
So weird. Yeah. Amen to that. Wow. All right, so she was 4 months. Thanks for calling, Anna.
Yep. Okay, love you guys.
I love you back. Too.
Yara's in Milwaukee. She has four boys.
Oof. Lord bless your soul, Yara. How you doing today? Are you surviving? Are you okay?
How is she doing? She's doing horrible.
That's why you got to do real checks on these people. You got how many kids? Are you okay? Forget all the nonsense. Are you okay?
Well, I've got five kids. The first four were boys.
Oh, geez. She kept going until she got the girl.
She's like, I'm
going
to need that girl. Yep.
Well, I mean, that's what people think, and it kind of looks like it, but not really.
It was really just because you wanted more.
You just had the fifth.
Oh, I love that. You just wanted a big family. Okay,
okay.
Go on.
So our oldest, he's 17 now, so we've been doing haircuts for him since his first birthday.
Okay.
He kind of looked like Don King, so I couldn't wait to cut his hair. His hair would stick up straight. Has
Don King. Say,
only in America.
If you don't know who Don King is, Google it.
You're too young. If you don't know who Don King is, you're too young.
I just aged myself. So he had like this crazy curly hair that stuck straight up. So on his birthday, we faded him up like a full-on fade at a barber. So now all five of my boys, my husband and my four sons, they all have the same barber.
So it's like a tradition now. Aww.
And like for their first birthday, we go and get them their first fade. And then when they're young, we take them once a month and get them a full-fledged fade.
Whole haircut. They do the whole treatment, everything.
Whole haircut, lining. The older they get, then they start getting the blade. So it's, you know, we do a lot of hair at my
levels.
House.
There's levels
to
it.
Lindsay in Kenosha texted in. She said she managed a children's hair salon for 5 years. She said they had a joke going around saying our salon should have shirts that say your children are why we drink.
Wow.
But she said her youngest was 5 months. The most common is a one-year-old for boys, 3 years for girls.
1 year makes sense. Anything past 6 months.
I mean, our barber used to put my kid in a headlock.
You have to.
Yeah. Well, and they
he'd
probably
be like, "Hey, are you okay with me putting my hands on him and holding his head?" I said, "You do what you got
to
do.
What you got to do to get that lining right, my boy. You do what you got to do.
And then once they get older and they sit still, then he'd actually use a razor for their lining.
We say don't touch our kids until it has to do with their haircut, and all of a sudden we're like, touch our kids.
Go ahead, manhandle them. Do what you got to do, Mondo.
What the hell?